Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
How diddly do, it's a Wednesday here on the Morning Zoo, and it's your old pal, the international superstar himself, Cousin Zach, saying welcome to the Morning Zoo here on the Gas Digital Network. Across the table from me, two very funny, very capable, very handsome gentlemen. From No Offense with Doug Yurum, it is my good friend and yours, Doug Yurum.
Hi, guys.
How you
Hello,
doing, bud?
Zach. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Very
great
capable.
To see you.
That's such a sweet compliment.
Yeah, you're men's men.
Very capable.
Yeah, and very funny, guys. And thank you for being here. And new to the show, thank you so much for hanging out with us. From his YouTube special, Prom King, Mike Sicily. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here, buddy.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Let's have some fun. All we're going to do is talk a bunch of shit, watch some videos, do some news stories, and we'll keep it light in the beginning. Another Disney death after a lady apparently dropped dead in the Haunted Mansion. Unconfirmed whether or not somebody was strapped next to her for the entire ride. And you're not supposed to die at Disney. They will carry you off the premises.
Yeah,
you could lose your head. And they will blow in the mouth.
Yeah.
And go, we're going to resuscitate him. And the second they get over the line, like, he died outside of Disney.
Yeah. It's like that scene in American Gangster when they're like, keep his fucking eyes open and just wheel him out. They're going to think he's alive.
Well.
God bless Disney still.
We've got a Disney suicide.
Wow.
What?
Very rarely precedented. Very rarely reported on. Shannon.
Okay. So this happened at a hotel that's right outside of Disney.
That's why they could say
And it's connected by a monorail to the Magic Kingdom. What's interesting, though, is they shut down the monorail while they were investigating the crime scene. So I'm wondering if the death had to do with the monorail, if they threw themselves in front of it or something.
I think they either jumped in front of it or they jumped out of their window.
Or they put them there.
And landed on it.
Damn. You're not going to go on a ride better than that.
No, yeah, that's as good as it gets.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a bunch of... we've gone through this. I went on a deep dive about why they took the Who Framed Roger Rabbit taxi out of the L.A., the California one, and it was bad.
Wait, what'd they do that for?
The ride didn't have fucking
Uber,
sides.
It's Uber.
Really?
Uber's taking over.
It was open. It was the... you know in Who Framed Roger Rabbit where they're like going through Toontown in the taxi?
Yeah.
It was that. You were on a track. It just had open sides.
And people would just fall out. Did the taxi cab get big like he does in the fucking...
No, but it was a lady and two kids, and they hit a turn, and her ass pushed the kid out the other side, and he got pinned between the ride and the track for like 11 minutes.
No.
Oh, no.
And then lived. But
imagine if that's at the part your picture gets taken.
I think, yeah. Oh, dude, we said that about the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, how great.
Oh, man.
Just
yeah,
like
that's
a tune to drop a cab on somebody's head.
And the kid, I think, didn't have oxygen going to his brain for like 8 minutes.
Yeah, so it usually does it. Yeah.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
And all I think is like, Roger Rabbit's not a character you see every day.
No.
But I bet you see him just enough that it really haunts you.
I would.
It's got to be like seeing Pennywise if it killed your brother.
Yeah.
Like, he's not there every day, but every once in a while there has to be a Roger Rabbit.
That is true. I don't think there's one time I scroll through Amazon to find a movie where that movie doesn't pop up. So that'd be great if you're watching a movie every time and you just see that happy, smiling face next to that grumpy detective. And then you remember your brother turned into a vegetable.
Your poor brother.
Oh. Fucking ride.
And then I've heard that Space Mountain was famous for heart attacks.
Yeah.
and seizures because of the lights.
The glowing
and the
lights, yeah.
And I think that was like an inside Disney thing too, that they called it like Heart Attack Mountain or something.
Mm. I mean, but also, do you see the condition of the people that go there?
Yeah.
It's not that great.
No.
You know? So you can't, how much is it the ride or the giant deep fried corn dog meatball fucking sandwich you just had before the ride?
Is that really, I feel like Disney's more like treats. I don't feel like they have like challenge. It's not like a county fair.
No, but remember they had they had that big advertisement of the meatball corn dog.
Oh,
that
yeah.
They had. Yeah, and it looked fantastic. It really did.
That sounds good right now.
But it really does. Like a meatball fucking corn dog sounds absolutely unreal. But then people are having heart attacks.
I feel
on
like that's
Space
how
Mountain.
I would describe you.
Especially after I bomb.
Yeah. Meatball corn dog.
This guy who killed himself, was he by himself?
I don't know. Shannon, is there any more details?
They're still investigating it. I do have something, though. I'm not sure. I'm sorry if you already said this, but the kid, that 4-year-old you said in the Roger Rabbit ride.
Yes.
So he actually died 9 years later.
Yeah.
Oh, did you say that?
Okay. I said that he survived the ride.
Okay. So he died 9 years later from complications regarding those injuries.
Yes.
At 13 years old.
9 years. That's a long time to blame on the ride, though.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he got hit by
in between.
He got hit by lightning from a cloud shaped like a lion.
Exactly.
Just Disney was out for him.
Everything the light touches is yours.
Sock bitch, you did.
That's weird if, like, you go with your family and your dad jumps in front of the monorail. It's like, how long before you go on a ride and enjoy it? Like, you got to at least do a little bit of
the
Disney
shit. Well, that's the thing.
Shit.
Like, if he did that and he was by himself, that's just depression of being at Disneyland alone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you jump in front of the monorail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what else
either
can that,
that
possibly
you're
be?
Just done with your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just had enough. Your kids keep screaming they want a Buzz Lightyear toy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you've just had it with one.
All you want to do is go to that fucking Star Wars thing.
That's it. Yeah. You just wanted to see one thing.
And you can't. You're going to miss it.
Yeah. Now you have to go buy toys and you spent about $5,000.
Yeah.
You're not going to pay the mortgage. And you're like, you know what? My kids had a great time at Disney World. There's the monorail. That's exactly what happened.
It makes more sense to think that he probably did go with his family. A lot of those parents look like they want to kill themselves.
Yeah, no. And anytime I've ever been there, and I've only been there twice, all the parents look completely miserable being there with their children. Same thing with Six Flags. Any parent that's there with their kids, they just look like these miserable fucking parents.
I disagree. Sometimes Mexicans look like they're really enjoying it.
But they look happy doing anything.
They
like,
do.
When was the last time you seen a Mexican look miserable or depressed?
But they look like they have, like, cholos look like they have a great time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, they're having a blast.
Yeah.
You don't have to look tough in Disney. There's no real threats.
No.
There's a few brawl videos.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. I have seen some.
That's right.
There's, you know, some
outside of Magic Kingdom, it's starting to look like a Carnival Cruise Line.
A lot of matching family reunion t-shirts. Have you ever seen the video? Oh, it'll be like, I've seen it with Orthodox Jews, and I think some other culture, they'll do how to sneak food into Disney.
Yeah, I wonder who.
Like how to make sandwiches and like sneak it in your shit.
Yeah.
Shannon, can you look? There's one that was a big Jewish family, and it was so funny because they were doing it under the guise that there was nothing at Disney they could eat, which is like
bullshit. Turkey legs are kosher. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you are.
It says it right there.
You are really a liar.
and then they turn back on it. Well, Walt Disney hated Jews, so there's no kosher meals. It's you guys spend a lot of money.
Yeah, liar, ancestors on fire. Shannon, is there anything you can find of how to sneak food at Disney?
I'm still looking. I don't see like very obviously Jewish people.
I mean, I'm sure that's just a video that is in my timeline because of what I watch.
Yeah, usually Jews are the most obvious there is. If you're not seeing them obviously there, then they're probably not Jews. They're just hicks.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Or they're Amish.
That too. They're also,
just,
depending on what
they're Amish with
in.
A perm. I don't think I haven't tried Disney. I want to do because I think, are they getting rid of The Simpsons soon? That's something I think I would like to have experienced because I love Simpsons shit. Other than that, Star Wars would be cool. I want to do that Mario Land that they've got.
Yeah.
That looks fun. And now they're building the Donkey Kong universe.
Yeah.
I want to do the Harry Potter one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That looks pretty cool.
I think I've never been into I have no judgment of people who are. Yeah. I don't care.
I do.
It never.
Harry Potter?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's more of a nostalgia. Like, I don't watch them now, like, wow, like, these are incredible. It's, like, more of a nostalgia thing. Right around Halloween. They're great holiday movies. I remember ABC Family?
Yeah.
They used to just be on a loop every single
day.
Isn't
that where Hocus Pocus started? Yeah, wasn't that an ABC Family movie?
Well, I think it was in theaters, but it was just a movie that was always on Halloween.
This
time.
Whole time I thought that was an ABC movie that just gained a huge following.
No, that was a pretty big movie, I think.
You hate Hocus Pocus?
No, Hocus Pocus I like. That's nostalgic.
I like that one too.
But again, the same people that took over Harry Potter are the same assholes that took over Hocus Pocus. Some fat, miserable dyke just dressing up as one of the witches. It's the same people.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
I bet going to Salem in October sucks dick.
Dude, it sucks dick. I've been there. Dude, I just went.
I went in the summer one year and it was fun.
Yeah. I went on Halloween.
Oh, boy.
During COVID.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So it sucked. There was all these kind of restrictions, and there was a curfew and everything, so it wasn't as cool.
Fat slobs wearing masks.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun, though. There's this part where you walk around, and they tell you on these stones and stuff how these witches were executed.
Yeah.
And one was, like, pressed to death, and they just kept putting rocks on her.
That's how Giles died. Brian Giles? No, that's the football player. Giles Corey? Corey Giles? What the fuck? The famous dude who got pressed to death in Salem. Brian Giles is the football player. Giles Corey. Shannon, what's the name?
That's the one. Giles Corey? Yeah.
Giles Corey, yeah. I know he got pressed to death.
How did that happen?
The Salem witch trials in 1692.
I thought you were talking about the band that did Centerfold.
It was rattling around there in my brain somewhere, and I couldn't figure out something Giles. It's the only part I fucking knew.
Shannon, did you find any sneaker food at the Disney shit? Nothing worth it?
Nothing worth it. Just like, you know, the little tiny snack packs and stuff. Nothing fun.
Like peanuts and stuff?
Yeah, and like little like trail mix and stupid little things.
I remember being a kid and going to the horse track at my dad's friend's because you could bring a cooler full of soda but no beer. Mm-hmm. And it was them trying to figure out how to strategically hide beers.
Yeah.
To get into
Well, back then it was so easy to do. We'd do that same thing in like Meadowlands and go like the football stadiums. Like pretty much you just needed a big gulp cup.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, this is it's a soda that I keep refilling from my pocket. Yeah. And that was it. Nobody said anything.
Yeah, they would hide them at the bottom and so that if the guy didn't want to reach all the way to the bottom.
Exactly.
I remember my dad's friend Herbie,
You already know he's sneaking in whiskey or something.
Herbie's trouble.
Herbie took a bike to work.
Like motorcycle or bicycle?
Yeah. Herbie was a very large man who worked at the ice cream parlor, and he took a bike across town to work at a Huffy. And I mean, it couldn't scream. You know when you see somebody on a bike and it might as well just say DUI cans hanging off the back of it?
Yeah. With a trading card, like, clothespinned to the frame.
It's got an AA chip in the spokes.
Especially because he's a big guy taking a bike across town.
Oh, yeah, he'd just be huffing. Yeah.
It's like a bear in a circus. It's the same thing.
Yeah. I remember Herbie. The guy tried to reach into the bottom of the cooler, and Herbie just grabbing him by the wrist. He's like, they're sodas!
Those are the same guys that used to measure trips by beers that they would drink on the trip. Like, how long does it take to get to Albany? Oh, that's about 12 beers.
Yeah, a couple road sodas. Yeah,
exactly. I like those guys.
Shannon, did anybody ever invest in those things where you could sneak liquor onto the cruise ships? You know what I'm talking about? They're like almost like pouches.
Yes. Hold on, let me find it.
Like the bladders?
Yeah,
like the old wine bladders.
Yeah, and then there's ones that fit on you, mm-hmm. like almost like a belly.
Oh, like when you go hiking and you put like the, mm-hmm.
fucking, the water packs.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, because that's like the one thing that if you don't get like a drink deal on the cruise, they hammer you.
Fucked. Yeah.
Yeah, those.
Wow.
Yeah, and you put those in your suitcase. Yeah, you think you get like two good? You get like couple big bottles in there, yeah.
It's right next to tampons and
sunblock. If you put liquor in there.
Yeah, these other ways you can hide your booze.
Through tampons?
Yeah, these aren't, they're not
you
real tampon things.
Oh, I thought you were like wringing them out into the fucking glass.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. That's good for a shot, right?
Oh, that is a good idea.
Yeah. That would be good for joints.
Yeah, absolutely.
My grandma smuggled Cuban cigars back from Europe, and she went and bought tampons and put them in the tampon box. Well, yeah, which, first of all, my grandma was like 60 taking tampons on an airplane.
That's
already
a good point. That's a red flag. That's a red tampon right there. Yeah, like, hey, you don't do this no more. What's in there?
What other stuff do they have to sneak booze, Shannon? That's fun. Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
It's a sunscreen bottle.
That's a great one. Use... shampoo bottle would be a good one. That could hold a lot. Those big Pantene Pro V bottles.
Yeah.
There they are right there. Look at that. Right
yeah,
there.
That would make sense. That's
fake
definitely...
umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh, that's great. The umbrella is brilliant.
That really is. Who's going to ever check the umbrella? Let me see.
It's like at that.
A comb. Look at that.
Yeah, dude.
There's like a comb or a hairbrush. Oh, ice pack. That is a brilliant one.
Yeah.
The ice pack. You're never checking that.
It's like at the head shops. They have those cans of Mountain Dew that you just hide your weed in.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, which, in this day and age, who's still hiding their weed? That's what I understand.
If you have to hide it from, if you're a kid.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
Oh, fuck. There was a thing years ago with Pantera, how they snuck booze onto planes. And I think it was Listerine bottles.
Ah.
And you could, if you put the plastic and taped it back on, and I think they would fill Listerine bottles with Jägermeister.
Wait, isn't that a dead giveaway, though? Because it's
brown?
Dark.
Oh, it might have been something. It was some, but they would dye it. It looked like whatever it was supposed to be. And maybe they, you know what it was? They put Jägermeister in NyQuil, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because you can't see through those Robitussin bottles or the NyQuil bottles.
And NyQuil's the same color as Jägermeister.
That's true. That's a very good point. Even tastes like it, too, believe it or not.
I love Jägermeister.
Oh, God. It tastes like cough syrup. I hated it.
The coffee Jägermeister is good, too.
Yeah. That was great. The coffee one was great when you would do Jäger bombs with the Guinness, with the coffee Jäger. It was fucking fantastic because it was so smooth with the Guinness. And then it was like the nice, cool, like cafe fucking drop shot.
Yeah, like a
it's
coffee
fucking
drink.
Delicious. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, I've always been a Jaeger boy. I think it's like mother's milk to me.
But the straight Jaeger,
I've never had a bad. I've never felt sick off of it.
Never.
Nah, it's
I
a
think
good
that's
one for
why
vodka was my problem. Vodka used to be real. Like certain stuff, I know I don't fuck with.
Yeah,
Jaeger's got such a distinct taste that
and a smell.
For me, it's I don't like rum.
Yeah, rum. Like nobody rum can do rum. Everybody's had a bad experience with rum.
And I think it's
because
the amount of soda you drink with it, and you get so hungover from the sugar.
Yeah. You couldn't drink 151 without something chasing it. It would light on fire.
Yeah.
It was absolute hush.
Oh, yeah, we're the same age, so that 151 was big.
Dude, it was. Every high school party you would go to, and then
151
some asshole,
and fruit punch.
Exactly. Jungle juice.
Yeah,
jungle
juice. How old are you guys?
Dog shit.
I'm
38.
You're
38? 36.
37, I'm 33.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had jungle juice.
Yeah. 151 was huge, and then I remember in college we started getting Everclear.
Oh, yeah. Everclear was garbage. Oh, God, the smell of that. It was just like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
And you would smell, no matter what you mixed Everclear with, it still smelled like fucking Everclear.
Mm-hmm.
And if you left it on wood finish for too long, it would start being fucking wood finish.
Did you ever try Malort in Chicago? Somebody brought me Malort recently.
Really?
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what Malort is.
Shannon, you ever done a Malort shot?
I have not, but on the SDR show, Ralph, Dove, and TJ Miller went through an entire bottle of Malort.
I cannot fathom it.
Oh my God.
It tastes like wood and shit and fire.
Yeah.
Can you look at what the flavor profile is? So it's a shot that they buy you in like Chicago, the Chicago area, I think, right? Extremely bitter, earthy, and herbal taste dominated by wormwood, followed by lingering bitterness, though some may find subtle notes of grapefruit, lemon, and chamomile before the bitterness.
I never remember chamomile ever being a part of that at all.
It was fucking... Oh, it tasted like you bit a table.
Oh.
And there was... It tasted like you bit a table that was... Yeah, had bug spray and liquor on it.
It says...
And people like this, or this is like a fun
thing? It's a shot you buy other people. Like, hey, welcome to town. Let me buy you a shot. One Malort for my friend here.
You watch him choke.
People love doing that shit. You ever see the one, like the special ones they do at bars where they'll like put a helmet on you when you order the shot, and then they'll just beat the shit out of you? And here you go. Here's some vodka.
There's the hemorrhage shots, the curdle, if you don't
those.
Do them.
Yeah.
Duff's has the Coney Island Whitefish shot.
What the hell is that?
Well, the Coney Island Whitefish is a used condom.
Oh, Jesus. So,
they make some type of shot that looks like cum.
Oh, like rum chata and fucking.
I can't remember what it was. And then I've heard of bars that do the, they ring out the bar rig.
Dude, what the fuck?
The bar mat shot. The one in Jersey, I used to work in a bar in Jersey, they called it the Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah.
It was just a dirty bar mat.
Yeah.
With like olive juice and grenadine, and they didn't know what was in it.
Oh, fucking
French fry salt.
Well, the Jersey bars were always good for like those weird, disgusting shots that everybody would drink. And some Jersey Shore with like leathery tit girl would always fucking like,
no offense, Shannon.
Drink.
Oh, man, yeah. Brain hemorrhage.
Shannon walking through a bar with a thing full of test tubes full of blue liquid. Shots.
Shots for you boys.
Oh. Shannon, is that making you nostalgic?
I was only a shot girl once.
Okay.
Bartender the rest of the time.
Like one day?
One day.
Oh.
Yeah, I did one job because I worked for this like a company that did like tastings. And they were like, oh, you want to do the shot girl thing? So a friend of mine and I went. It was just like a couple $100 for the night.
That's not bad. And you're pretty. Yeah. You deserve easy jobs like that.
Thanks. Yeah, when
was
my
20s. Was it a pain in the ass? Or?
Nah, I was young. It was just like a fun, stupid thing. It was just a couple hours.
This is in Jersey?
No, in the city.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought it was Staten Island. I'm going to say the same thing.
All right, let's keep moving. Let's get a little murder dog action, Shannon.
Hey.
Murder dogs.
What happened?
Murder dogs.
Stop the dog,
buddy. So here on the Morning Zoo, we do like to keep abreast of what dogs are up to, because you know I don't trust some of them.
No,
and some of them. And listen, it's not all the dogs; it's only some of the dogs.
Yeah,
those dogs you got to keep your eye on.
Yeah,
and Shannon, I believe we have a new submission from a one Luis J. Gomez.
Yes, and
fan of the show. Thank you for sending it in. We really appreciate you watching. And yeah, he sent us this the other morning.
I do want to just preface it by saying, like, there isn't a huge reveal necessarily. It's just kind of like the discomfort as it plays out.
Follow me.
No. Okay.
Yeah, nobody's getting hurt.
Yeah.
No.
If you're going to get it. Grab it. He's giving it to you. He's literally giving it to you. Grab it.
I don't think he's giving it to him.
You don't like his nasty motorboat, huh? He was literally giving it to you.
This is great. There's nothing wrong with this. This is adorable.
It's the way you bring your kids up properly. Oh, God.
Oh, you lose his eye.
It's called whale eye. I just learned yesterday.
That's me looking at you from across the
table. Oh, my goodness. Rottweiler's patient, though.
Not taking it. It's that baby instinct.
Yeah. He sound like a motorboat.
What kind of motorboat do you have?
Yeah.
What monstrosity of a
broken prop?
Your motorboat sounds like a 70-year-old smoker throwing up.
Yeah, I probably don't see that, but he's giving it to her for sure.
Yeah, I don't see that. That's weird, because I don't see that. You gotta point that out.
Videos like this should be used as evidence against parents who allow their children to interact with dogs behaving like this. The charges: endangering the welfare of a child, child neglect, failure to act and protect, and God forbid that child is killed, involuntary manslaughter.
You see that kid in the background?
Yeah. I genuinely don't understand why people allow this to happen. Over and over again, you see it on the internet. Absolute morons letting their kids poke, prod, and bother dogs that are clearly giving warning signs. Signs
what
of stress, signs of discomfort, the signs that they just want to be left alone.
The death growl.
I didn't notice that.
And yet children are allowed to sit there literally inches away from disaster. And here's the thing. Everyone's always busy talking about licensing dog trainers. And sure.
You pause the chat.
This guy's a blowhearted asshole.
I have mixed feelings about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because yes, it is like letting your baby play with a crocodile.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. But that dog was being super fucking patient.
He was, dude. Yeah.
And that's he was being gentle. Yeah. He wasn't snatching the ball.
That's a Rottweiler.
I can see that those noises are scary.
Yeah. But Rottweilers do that, don't they? They call that the Rottweiler purr.
They're scary.
That they just do that even when they're comfortable. They go, wah, and it sounds terrifying.
My mom
But apparently Rottweilers have that purr to them.
It's just the Rottweiler. Oh, see, there we go. You're being addressed. Hold on. And please, if you're one of the retards saying it's just the Rotty growl, people, don't speak. The ignorance is not received well here.
Oh.
You ignorant.
Well, listen, okay, fuck you with his salt and pepper beard.
Yeah.
That's just what I heard.
I don't know if that one was... Would I take a baby away from that situation?
Yeah.
Yes.
But then the dog might get possessive
of
the baby.
But I also don't know that baby, and I don't know that dog.
Yeah.
If he knows that dog really good, I'm not 100% against this. Shannon, am I being... Am I a hippy-dippy lefty?
So here's the thing. I feel like where it cut off, like maybe this guy is like, you know...
Maybe missing a leg.
No, I think this guy cut it off to maybe save us from seeing where this turned left a little bit.
Mm.
Because at the very end, the dog does go for the kid's hand. And we don't see like if the dog bit the kid or just took the ball back. So it did get like worse at that last moment.
I don't know. To me, it's just like the dog was... really tolerating the kid pretty good.
Yeah.
I guess they do that until they don't.
Yeah.
I think that's just the dog had enough of this kid's shit.
My mom had a Rottweiler and she would get that way, but she would like jump. They were really bad with her. Like they kind of did all the wrong things. You're not supposed to keep them in one room. Like I got very possessive of a room and them. You're not really supposed to sleep with them, I heard. But
Rottweilers?
This dog would jump up and like I would go get water and it was in its room. And it would jump up on the gate and just go nuts. And it was scary as fuck. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I slept in a room with a pit bull in a cage that would not let me get up and get water. It would it would wake up the whole house going, and it was huge.
Oh, boy.
And it was a sweet, the next day I hung out with it all day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were fucking wrestling and like, I am a hulking retard when it comes to animal. Any cat, people are like, that's my cat, he's mean, don't go near him. I'm like, give me a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And I will get scratched and bit to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get mad. Big dog, people are like, here's my dog, he's real big, a bit cool. And I am on the floor with that dog immediately. Like,
yeah.
I love animal. And to a fault, like, I watch so many videos, people like cuddling with like tigers and shit. And I'm like,
I would love to.
I really want to. I want to scratch his big belly. Yeah. I want to scratch his big belly so bad.
Yeah.
And you watch one video of it going wrong, though.
Yeah.
And it's always an Indian guy getting mauled by a tiger, too. He's posing for pinned.
Some snakes.
Tiger just can't take it in his nostrils anymore.
Get out of sea caucus.
You always see that awkward moment.
Stop building three family houses on a one family lot.
That awkward moment when they first get them. And they don't want to react right away and look like embarrassed, so they're kind of smiling through like the first bits of being attacked.
Oh yeah,
that's my worst fear of
it. Imagine if that's what stops the tiger problem in India. They just start showering, and the tiger's like, "Oh, all right,
we just no more seasoning."
Where'd they go?
Yeah, exactly. They just had enough with that pungent smell in the tiger nostrils.
I have such a specific reason for my racism against Indian people.
Everybody
and
does.
And it's not cultural.
Yeah.
It's my, there was an Indian family like five houses down from my grandma. And I went to school, grammar school, maybe three blocks from that house. So mm-hmm. then I would walk to my grandma's house after school. And these fucking Indian kids, mm-hmm. sorry. It's not, it's just, I get real hung up on this. If we ever had a fundraiser, we had to sell like chocolate bars
they
or fucking
nothing.
Thing.
Or they try to bargain.
No, you know what I mean? Where you had to sell stuff to like raise money yeah. for a trip or whatever, coupon books.
Yeah.
These little fucking Indian motherfuckers would run to my grandma because I always had chorus or like a thing after school. They would go sell to my grandma before I could get, because that's who you go, that's your fucking, that's your whale when you're yeah. a kid doing fundraisers, mm-hmm. immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
These little fucking hibbity dibbities would fucking dip, dip, dip. All, they would skip all the houses.
Send dip, dip, dip.
To go to my grandma's house to beat me there.
Yeah.
And then I would come home with a fundraiser. She goes, oh, I just bought these from the little Indian boy down the street. They beat you.
That's what they do. They undercut everybody.
Yeah, they would fuck yeah. me every time on every goddamn fundraiser.
Yeah.
And there was fucking 85 of them in one house. They had all sports cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all on the free lunch program. God
yeah.
damn it.
Yeah.
I never figure it out.
Jews get a bad rap for being cheap and bargaining everything down, but if you've ever worked in sales and had to deal with Indians, they bargain you down to the last half a cent till they get everything they want. Like they'll come up with some ridiculous price, like selling car, like cars 15. Yeah, I want 10,000 and then I want 40-year warranty, and you're like, that's impossible. We'll lose money. You can't do that. And they'll walk. And it's just like wasting your time every time. But again, it's like what you said. That's not racist to say when that happens all the time.
You ever work at a restaurant?
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, when I worked on the Thuman's truck,
yeah.
and we would go to Deli's, like, dude, the price of something could go up by. And it's a fucking mark. So sometimes, yeah. you know, you get a fucking roast beef, it costs this. Sometimes it costs that. 5 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'd be fucking screaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pointing their finger at the truck. You fuck me.
Yeah. For every penny they try to fucking kill you on. And they act like everywhere they go is just some open air market in Istanbul. And everything could be negotiated. It's like, dude, this is a corporation.
Yeah. This is what, by the way, these are the conversations I hear.
Yeah.
Because my uncle owns a provisions business. And all I hear about is just the price of beef right now.
Yeah.
There's him and my aunt just fucking.
Well, they're not buying that.
What? They're no.
That's the one market they're
no,
out
of. No, but they're, because right now the price of beef is fucking out of control.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had a supply line. I think they might have had a disease thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, have you?
Which the conspiracy is.
Dumb, oh, yes.
Is that is planted by the government. Because they had that big push and that big false documentary about cow farts ruining the fucking thing. Meanwhile, the government's buying up all the cow farms to pretty much starve everybody out. So if you come up with this disease that you release on your own, people are afraid to eat beef. The cattle farms go down. And what happens is that land is pretty much useless. The government comes in. Oh, we'll buy it. No more beef for you, for anybody. So that's the conspiracy about this disease that's going on right now, is that the government released it.
I didn't know that, and I'm mm-hmm. glad I know that now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, I was thinking, I asked my mom the other day, what was a pound of roast beef at like the deli or like the grocery deli counter mm-hmm. when we were kids? $7?
Yeah.
$8? Dude, I fucking ordered Food Town the other day. Pound of roast beef. $19.50.
Dude, wow, what the fuck?
I was going to say.
And not like a Gristine, not like a nice grocery, like a fucking Food Town.
Yeah. And it's not like they're cutting it off the prime rib. It's the shitty part of the cow that nobody likes.
Shannon, go on like Uber Eats or Instacart or whatever. What's a pound of roast beef at a grocery store near here? It's so fucking much now.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, man. And again, that's why. And again, I don't mean to put out my tin foil, but it's all true. It's all documented.
It'll probably slide off.
Yeah. It doesn't stick. I have to put a double-sided tape to keep it on.
Yeah, throw it.
That's why it's not on right now.
So you got to rub a balloon on your head first.
No, I have to rub it on my sweater first. Yeah, and go ahead and stick it on my head. But that's the conspiracy theory with beef. It's pretty much so if you buy out all the if you buy out all the cattle farms, and the land becomes useless, because if you can't make any money, pretty much that whole dairy farm, which a dairy farm, I don't know if you've ever seen them, fucking gigantic, tons and tons of machinery. That, again, you saw the documentary, we all saw it, that cow farts are polluting the fucking area, the world, and it, that's all bullshit. It's not true. It's pretty much shit. Yeah, exactly. It's just go fucking that's your
name. Sometimes I like just stop and dug in the tracks when he's really got momentum. When he's really got something to say.
Yeah.
I like to just interject and fucking bring him to a screeching halt.
Because it's always like a little fucking pun that you throw out that doesn't hit me. Because like you said, I'm on a fucking freight train. And then also I'm like, oh, wait a second. See what you did there.
Why so cow farts, though? Why not all animal farts?
Because it's all bullshit. Because pretty much, again, they want to...
They fart methane.
Yeah, exactly. They fart methane. And apparently, there was a documentary. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, that they make up like 50% of the population... 50% of the air pollution that's destroying the ozone layer, and it doesn't go good with your Green New Deal and all this other bullshit, cow shit. So then what they do is that, again, they release a disease. That property becomes useless. The government comes and buys it up, and they do what they want with the farmland. China's been doing it a lot, too, been buying up farmland and pretty much the starve a population.
I'm of the belief that it's
all right there.
Bill Gates is working with the government to buy up all the land that will be left after the catastrophic event that makes the oceans rise.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the map of the land Bill Gates has been buying and the map of what America would look like if the ice caps fully melted, he's buying all the farms that will be left.
South Dakota.
So I think he knows something's coming. Or he's like, he's got like a supercomputer that's like, hey, not necessarily in your lifetime, but in your family's lifetime, like somebody's lifetime coming up, we're not like that. Those ice caps are going.
Damn.
And we're losing both coasts.
Yeah. That's what they kept saying. But we were all supposed to be underwater by 2014. That never happened.
That's right.
You know,
we're supposed to have aliens here in a few weeks,
which I think that's what will stop all the division in the country.
Aliens?
Is an alien invasion. What's left? Hate these fucking gray bastards.
Taking our women.
Yeah, taking our women and our land.
7 foot gray
all
bastards.
The jobs. Yeah. Look at that.
Yep.
Dude, that's fucking crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Even Oscar Mayer, the shittiest.
Yeah, not the Hillshire
beef.
Farm or whatever. But yeah, from the deli counter.
That shop right too, Black Bear.
Yeah, Boar's Head Roast Beef, 21.
Fuck me, man.
That's fucking wild, right?
Awful. Awful. But yeah, that's the conspiracy theory around beef prices going up. That's it.
Listen, you've got me 100%. Have you ever watched the videos of where the cow will be like full of gas and they have to poke a hole in
it? Yeah, yeah.
But then they light a fire next to it
and it shoots out the
like
fucking
Bunsen
flames.
Burner.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
It looks like a smokestack.
Yeah.
I've had some nights where I feel like I could do that.
Oh, definitely.
Just, oh, yeah.
Doesn't that look like it feels
pierogies.
So good?
Yeah.
White Castle.
Yeah.
White Castle I just got recently for the first time in years.
God, dude, it's so bad.
Yeah, you want to take a penknife like you're doing a tracheotomy?
Exactly. I just ate fucking Chinese food, and it never ceases to amaze me that after you shit out Chinese food, it's never a solid shit. That whatever those chemicals are that make up that food, your shit is always a mess. Even if you eat the vegetables, there's no like real fiber
it's just
in it.
Wet leaves.
That's all it is. Yeah. It's just like it looks like you're shitting fish food. That's the only thing that it becomes. It's not even real.
Dude, for me,
food.
I got a fucking like old school Jew deli pastrami sandwich, like the big stack pastrami sandwich.
Yeah, spicy mustard on that bitch.
Dude, yeah. I feel
Jewish
like
eye.
I thought I shit a bowl full of pastrami. It was the most pastrami garlic shit.
That is great that when you shit after you eat the food and your shit smells exactly like the food.
That's
you
not
ate.
Good.
Oh my god, everything
it did
bagels.
Yeah. It did nothing.
Everything
it
bagels,
went through
dude.
No process at all. It didn't go through your liver. It didn't go through your intestine. It just went right the fuck through you.
Oh, I just saw a
That's
fucking...
a good point. Does that mean that bad for you when that happens? I never even bothered to look that up in my
life. I don't know. They don't tell you not to eat corn.
Yeah. But corn, you're just shitting out the shell. You're not actually shitting out like the actual corn inside it. You're just shitting out, and it's soluble fiber. But you know, I never really looked into like it, your shit is probably not supposed to smell exactly like the food you just ate.
Probably coffee not does that to me be. Though.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sometimes I'll take a piss, shit and it'll smell like not good coffee, but it smells like old coffee, and it kind of ruined. Like the coffee machine we have, I don't know if it's the machine that's doing it, and like maybe I gotta change it.
Maybe you gotta change the filter.
Yeah, well, my coffee machine's right by a window, so like the filter sometimes gets green, like a fish tank, because it's by the sun. So like if that's, I think it's just fucking me up. But I'll just like rinse that out, and still sometimes there's like a distinct note that you could still smell in the shit, the notes of your shit.
Can we look that up real quick?
Like, we have Shannon here. Yeah. I mean, it's what she was born to do.
Yeah, look up Shannon. Can you look up
what are your worst, like, because obviously White Castle goes on the list. Things that just fuck
Taco
you
Bell's up.
Up
there, too. Yeah.
Taco Bell doesn't get me that bad.
No, Taco Bell breakfast fucked me royally one time.
That's
man.
Different.
Royally.
White Castle breakfast?
Eggs. Yep.
I love White Castle breakfast.
McDonald's breakfast is my favorite
thing. That's my favorite, too, yes.
And, yeah, that's a bad one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
McDonald's breakfast. Broccoli,
mm-hmm.
and then and I love
shit.
Broccoli.
That's a hell of a shit.
And then my bad one, pierogies.
Pierogies get you?
Pierogies.
Like a certain kind?
I had a girlfriend ban pierogies.
Wow. What about ravioli?
Nope.
No?
No, wow. Pierogies.
What are you eating with the pierogies? Like, what's with them?
Probably
kielbasa.
Too much garlic.
Kielbasa?
Oh, kielbasa is fucking amazing.
Little meat chips.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'll do it for me. But yeah. If I do McDonald's, when I was a little more out of control, my Friday, if I had a day off where I didn't have shit to do, my favorite thing would be McDonald's breakfast, a screwdriver, or get a McDonald's Coke and like a Jack and Coke and then like a tall boy and have McDonald's breakfast around 4 o'clock that day. I mean, see, I got that at 10:30, around 3-4 o'clock. Like the kind of farts where like your chick comes home and it when she gets to the front door,
she winces.
She's like, "Are you farting?"
That is true though. Every good like day off starts with fast food breakfast.
Absolutely,
because you're never normally up in time.
Yeah, and
or you got something to do.
Yeah, or I'm not gonna get up. Yeah, if I had a commute, maybe.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Commutes and good days off always started with fast food breakfast.
I have to have nothing to do, though,
yeah,
for the rest
exactly.
of the day.
Yeah, I'm
you
not,
play
I'm not having
around.
A McGriddle.
And doing so anything.
And then going to work.
Yeah, what's your breakfast order at McDonald's, though?
Sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yes.
Yes.
Excuse me, bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle. Sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
Mm.
Yes.
What a biscuit. The sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
You get a hash brown and throw that on there.
I'll do hash brown, and then I'll raise you this. You get the McChicken biscuit and put grape jelly on it.
Get the fuck out. Oh, that sounds
or
lovely.
Syrup.
I think I'd do syrup before I'd do jelly.
I don't know. The jelly, like syrup sounds like you could do that anytime, but the jelly, that sounds like a curveball. That sounds good.
That's real nice, and I will tell you, not very popular anymore. When you get chicken McNuggets, maple syrup or honey.
I can see that. A little chicken and waffles vibe.
Maple syrup and hot sauce.
Ooh.
A little sriracha maple.
Yeah.
There we go, baby.
Yeah, hot sauce and fucking watermelon. Anything hot sauce and sweet is
hot
fantastic.
Sauce and watermelon.
Watermelon, dude, it's fucking... You'll never guess.
Those are the two hookers you got last night.
It tasted salty and sweet and kind of like shit.
Yeah. It tasted salty and sweet and left a wig in my truck. Shannon, I don't remember what we were telling
about
you
about your
look
shit
up.
Smelling like the exactly like the food you ate.
Anything, Shannon?
So.
It's I always love when Shannon looks something up in her hesitancy, and she'll start out like, "Okay, so."
So it's really just like leaning towards very foul smelling poop, and it just says like different foods are broken down differently. I do know that if you eat something with too high of a sugar or of a fat content, that you can actually like. poop out the fat, like undigested. Mm. So maybe that's part of like what you were smelling, is maybe there was too much fat in it.
Do you remember when Munchos came out and everyone had the oily shits?
Yeah. I still would love to have Munchos, though. They were so good.
I feel like they sell a different version of it now.
Yeah.
Do you remember Munchos, Shannon?
I do, yeah. And also, what was it? The Lay's with the Olean?
Yeah, they were super cheap, and they were, I guess, lower calorie. But the people, they gave you loose and oily stools.
Yeah.
And you would take a shit, and then in the top of the water, there would just be like when you pour olive oil and balsamic on a plate mm-hmm. to dip separates. Bread in.
Yeah.
And there's like a pool, and then like dots of the of the balsamic in the olive oil.
Yeah,
those it would have like a film on top of the water,
like a bad fish tank.
Yeah.
I just took methylene blue for the first time, and I cannot wait to see what that looks like.
Wait, what is that?
It's like pretty much it's an organic dye that reoxygenates. Oxygen?
I don't know.
Oxinates?
Tell me.
It adds oxygen to your cells, pretty much. And it causes like your cells to have more oxygen in it and multiply easier. And it's an organic blue dye. And apparently what it does is that it turns your piss blue and your shit blue. So I cannot wait to see what happens later.
It's like toilet cleaner for your body.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I want to see what's going to happen. I'm still waiting for the blue piss. Hasn't happened
yet. Is it a pill or a mix?
No, it's in an eyedropper.
Really?
Yeah, and it's supposed, dude. I took
what
it this morning.
What a fun thing to there do
it is,
to people,
right there. Dude. Well, I took it this morning, and it does give you energy within 5 minutes. It gave me great energy. I feel like a little bit less cloudy, and no jitters. It's fucking fantastic so far. It's only day one, but I can't wait to see. I'm waiting for the blue piss. I want to see.
No
it.
Jitters is a sign Doug has on his property. All right. Here we go. Order mix-up sparks bloody 7-person brawl inside Texas Whataburger.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I could already see it. There you go. I knew it. You didn't even have to say it, buddy. I knew.
It's called all Whataburger, right. Not What a Surprise, Doug.
Oh, God. Ooh. Did not have to... How does this cause a fist fight, man? I just don't understand.
He looks like he's about to hit her.
He probably was.
Pause. The funniest thing is that every time there's a fight, like a ghetto fight mm-hmm. in a fast food place, somebody has to yell the name of the place.
Yeah.
Like you just
true.
Heard a girl go, "We in the Whataburger."
Yeah.
But
we
no
in
man,
Taco
we,
Bell.
They in the Waffle House. Things are wild in the Waffle House tonight.
She gotta get wild at the Burger King.
Yeah.
Burger King, that's right. She be getting wild.
I got
a few whoppers.
Yeah.
Y'all taking way too long for a couple drumsticks. And that's the thing. It's like I try to be open-minded, be like, maybe not, but it always. I already know it's 3 a.m. It's a fast food joint after the club. And, of course, it's always
it
like...
It could be those subhuman Italians.
Yeah, but...
in my neighborhood.
That's the thing. It never was. Like, Italians, for like, I've watched that, and it always gets close.
Yes.
But it never happens. But I've been in the McDonald's. I've been in the Sonic. Sonic was probably my favorite fucking fight I ever watched in my life.
Please, go ahead.
Dude,
elaborate.
It was 7 black dudes, right? All way, and, of course, the order was taken for... And there's one of those drive-thru lines.
Where the fuck's Tails and Knuckles? He points at me. I see Dr. Robotnik up in this motherfucker.
Why ain't you blind in one eye?
All the gold rings that would just be flying off of them when they get their asses kicked.
They're real gold rings.
People are picking them up and running away.
They're melting them down, making grills out of them.
Oh, we in the Green Hill Zone now.
I remember I was there, and I'm with a girl, and I hear, and dude, I already kind of knew it was going to happen. And I lean over to the girl. I'm like, watch this, watch this. I go, I guarantee you there's going to be a fight. Meanwhile, that's the dude playing the drums. Yes, I'm doing a rain dance. So I'm like, watch this, watch this. And then sure enough, I hear this, right? And this is always how it starts. Yo! And I'm like, here we go. Here we go. Hurry the fuck up. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. And then all of a sudden I'm nudging her. I'm like, watch this, watch this, watch this. He starts yelling at the employee, right? And then there's another black girl. And then it's always the black chick that fucking amplifies everything, right?
And it's Sonic, which I will, before, not to interrupt you. Yeah. Maybe consistently the worst service.
Always.
Of
always.
Any.
Absolutely.
No matter where you are.
Yeah.
If you get Sonic, it is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not only are you putting up with this,
yeah,
half of your staff is on wheels.
Yeah, exactly. And the other half are on their fucking phones.
Yes.
Like, have you ever went to the Sonic drive-thru and just looked in? There's at least three just sitting there like...
Yep.
Like, and their eyeball, they're looking straight at you, and they're just like...
Yep.
Sending a text. It's like, come on already. Can we fucking... I'm on my Coney Island dog with the stale bread. Let's go already. I fucking need the... So then the guy goes, yo, hurry the fuck up. Or he's like, where's my fuck? And then, of course, a black woman just has to egg him on and be like, why don't you shut the fuck up? We're all waiting here, too. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. And then sure enough, he draws back at her. She's with the dude and a fucking fight. Fuck it. And I'm just sitting there watching it. The drums are getting louder. The dreads are flying Oh, my God. Did you ever hear what a shield sounds like on tile?
That's like one of the... You really probably learn a lot about yourself after you fight in like a fast food joint.
Dude, it was...
You're like, I got to change.
And like I said, I was even saying, I'm like, I hope like it doesn't happen, but I wanted to, just to watch.
I think if you're you and you're in a corner...
Mm-hmm.
And you could your peripherals are taken care of. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
My instinct would be to go.
Yeah.
Because I am very hittable.
Yeah. Yeah.
From all angles.
But that's the thing. It's like, you know that you could catch a straight punch, and like all it takes is somebody bumping into you for you to get into the mix.
All it takes is for me to go, who just yelled the N-word? Oh, me. Shit. That guy's, I would go to laugh, and that guy's funny, and then just it's a mirror. Oh, no.
When you point, I think it was that guy. It's just you pointing at your reflection.
Get him.
Get him. He's a racist.
Get that racist son of a bitch.
Did you ever see a drive-through fight? Like somebody jawing at the fucking
guy? Yes.
I've seen people get pulled out of the window.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good
That I've never seen in person.
I don't think I've seen it in person. I've seen it in video. The funniest drive-through thing I ever saw wasn't a drive-through. It was a Mexican broad selling, or a Mexican guy maybe, selling roses on the highway in North Bergen. And we were driving to my... Cuban grandparents' house, and we were on the side of the road, and a guy had all these dozens of flowers, and a pickup truck pulled up to him, rolled down the window, and come here, can I smell them? As the light was turning green, and he just leaned into the bouquet and ate one and drove away. But he ate it like a horse, like it was so funny. Shannon, it was just like the way the horse ate the baby chick in the video that I'm obsessed with. He literally just like he donkey lipped it and then just ate it, swatted it whole, and the guy was screaming.
Did he drag him out of the fucking car?
No, he just hit the fucking gas and he drove away. This is my
What happens if you eat a flower?
I don't think this is the one. I mean, I'm sure I will also find this funny. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Hello, friend.
It's like a fucking, ate it like a Skittle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That would be good dipped in honey.
Wow.
There's a bunch of dudes. Those fucking make me laugh really hard. You never think of a horse just being like,
no.
Oh. Nugget.
No sauce or anything.
Is there any more to that fight, Shannon?
No, that was the end of it. And then what they said just a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, the order was wrong.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. The order wasn't wrong. It's the they gave the wrong food to this other table. And then the issue is that the restaurant, the place, said to them, instead of being like, oh, we messed up, I'm so sorry, like, let me get your food for you, or let me make you new food, they were like, they have your food.
Oh, no.
That's all they said. So they kind of set this whole thing into motion.
Oh, no.
That's a lawsuit for the restaurant.
They said, come and take it, darkies? I don't know. I just work here. I don't know why. I mean, if you ask me, very rude.
Yeah. Very uncalled for is that kid right there in the gray t-shirt. He said that. That's what he said.
One of my favorite videos of all time is at McDonald's, and there's two people beating the shit out of each other, and then the guy who's filming it is just putting his order in and just checking in on the fight every now and then. I love that. Dinner and a show, dude. That's awesome.
The McDonald's, the best McDonald's was the one by the salad.
I was just going to say that on West 4th
that
Street.
That was fucking amazing. Insane asylum.
You could stand outside by the 7-Eleven and just count down the minutes. Mm-hmm. As people start filing in, you're just like, all right, here we go. Here, good one here. Here we go.
The tail of the tape.
Yeah, let's see what happens here. Remember when the, was that there that the homeless guy slapped the piss out of the woman? Was that at that McDonald's?
It might have been.
I think so. She was like jawing at the fucking guy and like, first of all, the guy's fucking homeless. He's already out of his fucking mind. Why are you yelling at him? Mm-hmm. Okay?
Got nothing to lose.
Yeah, nothing at all. And she's just, and without warning, he didn't even stand up. He just, like, she's yelling, and he just goes, whack, and smacks her across the face. I think it was that McDonald's. Good. That video, I don't know if it's got to still be out there.
If you just put in West 4th Street McDonald's fight, I wonder how many hits we'll get.
A lot.
You think?
Yeah. But also, you got to believe that. That
and it's not counting decades of people not having
phones. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, if you have to remember, that place has been there for fucking ever. Yeah. We had flip phones when those fights were breaking out that you would just watch it.
Yeah.
It was so much fun to watch.
Just people living in the moment.
Yeah.
And watching it was like, black people
exactly,
fight.
Just watching black people fight. It was like, this is great. This is fantastic. As I'm eating a bakery stick from fucking 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
It was the most fun to watch. And I don't even know why.
Like the kind of McDonald's somebody's selling sneakers out of the back of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. They're right by my house. I have so many places like that. There's a 7-Eleven.
He's near Neptune, dude.
Yeah. There's a 7-Eleven by me that's notoriously bad. And I went in there one day with my roommate. I needed like a pack of water. So I'm holding this pack of water, and the Indian dude behind the counter, he's got a bat in his hand, and he walks around, and he's, like, freaking the fuck out, like, looking through the store, and he's staring at this guy, and he's like, get that sandwich out of your pocket. And it was just he was all cracked out. And he was like, I don't have a sandwich, I don't have a sandwich. He was watching him, I guess, in the back on the cameras, and he didn't care. He started beating him up with the bat, and the sandwich started coming apart and flying out of his jacket.
Yeah, it's useless anyway now.
Beating the shit out of this guy, and I'm just standing with the waters, and the Indian guy was like crying because he was like so worked up, and he like went into like this whole monologue. He's like, I don't work hard. And he's like, and we're like, yeah, whatever. Like, fucking hit him again. It's all good. Like, it was so crazy. And we see shit every day. Like, there's the church across the street from our house. The priests or the fathers, I don't know what they are. They're outside and they're always handing out like pamphlets for the church. And I was like, you know, I was second guessing moving there. And I was like, oh, they got church people here. And then, like, I look over, and there's a homeless woman punching him in the chest, like, one of the guys, like, handing out the newspapers. And I was like, man, it's just even when they're trying to no good deed undone.
Dude. No, dude. And that's the thing. It's like, with Asbury, it was like we were saying outside.
Yeah.
Just that one strip along the boardwalk is nice.
Yeah.
But everything behind it is absolute horseshit.
Is there a boardwalk that isn't horrifying around it?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, in Asbury?
No.
No. Well, yeah, I guess down like Jersey Shore.
Well, Long Branch is getting nice.
Not really. Long Branch, that was where they had the big riots over there.
Yeah, they did. Someone did just get shot there, too.
Yeah, somebody got shot.
They're like branching out now. Like Asbury moved down a little bit to where like the gentrification kind of spread, and now it's like a little bit nicer in town. But there's still like the other side of the tracks. I've lived there 5 years. There's been a drive-by every year.
Other side of the tracks, there's another on the other side of the corner.
Yeah.
Like the way Asbury's broken up, it's like you have like these multi-million dollar old colonial style houses. And literally right across the street check cashing plays, mm-hmm. fucking beating
bunch
up
bunch of homeless
station.
Dudes screaming "No homo" at the railroad tracks, right there. That's how it works there. It's cool though because
man, how you gonna have a caboose?
it's spread a lot into like where we live, where it's kind of getting better. We used to like not like hanging out front because there's all drug deals and shit. Mm-hmm. There still are, but not as many. But it's still great living there. Like the mm-hmm. town is awesome, but they build it up so fast. Because of the parking, like they're, I have like 76 parking tickets in Asbury, and they're just like, they'll. It's crazy because you go to the virtual court for the tickets, and they have to read each individual ticket. You have to plead guilty, and there's people there with like 105 tickets.
Such a scam.
Yeah, dude, and then he'll be like ticket 101, and you're like guilty. Ticket 102, guilty. You're there for like 3 hours just pleading guilty.
Fucking scam. That's so fucking ridiculous because they know you're going to pay it because who the fuck is going to sit there and dispute it?
They let them build up. I didn't pay for parking for like a year and they let them build up and then they're like, all right, well, your license is suspended. So you want to take care of this? And then it's, you got to wait like 2 weeks for it to get reinstated. It's a fucking nightmare. Just pay for parking,
that's
really.
That's fucking nuts, man.
Yeah. They get everyone. Ridiculous. They get everybody.
It's such a scam because you have to pay it. And there's nothing you could do.
Yeah.
It's fucking horrendous.
Well, I mean, you feel like back in the day, you just hope the cop didn't show up.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times he would miss it.
Yeah.
Like, but now they have that digital shit where they could just see who paid in the bank.
Oh, yeah.
And if your license plate doesn't pop up, you're fucked right in the ass.
Within 5 minutes in Asbury, you're getting a ticket. Like, if it takes you long to pay, if you just
fucking ironic.
Yeah, they'll get you.
Right? Is that you can't park in that town. Right? And it was the same thing with Weehawken.
Mm-hmm.
That if you're parked there for over a minute and you don't belong there, you don't have the badge, they fucking hit you with a ticket. But those same bastards were preaching for open borders. I always found that completely and utter ridiculous. That if I park an inch over West New York, I get hit with a ticket. But you wanted open borders, but you like that money coming in when you're fucking hitting me up for $50 every goddamn
month. I think Hoboken was fucking impossible.
Hoboken's worse. Hoboken was the absolute worst.
Yeah, when I used to do shows there, it would be fucking impossible for anybody to find parking.
Yeah, it was horrible. There was a girl I was dating who lived in Weehawken. And just because I would drive over there, because it's not that far, but it's far enough where you're like, fuck, I don't want to walk. That's like a half hour, 45 minutes. Find parking, you want to shoot yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There was never anything there at all. I hated Hoboken.
I used to, when I worked for the provisions company, we would deliver over by the path. In Hoboken, and that was always fucking packed.
Yeah. Yeah. But even now, like, you see the bars, the kids don't go out to bars anymore. The streets are empty.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that used to be fucking Party Central, huh?
Yeah. Party Central and the fights that would break out at 3 a.m. It was fucking amazing. But now I go there, and, like, if I want to go get pizza, because the pizza's still fucking fantastic.
Bagels.
Yeah, bagels, too.
Mm.
Nobody. Nobody's out there anymore.
Were you on that show at the VFW with me?
I don't think
out
so.
Out there? Fuck. It was a VFW or an Elks. It was something.
Probably the Elks.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah. Giant fucking
huge.
Elk head. Yeah.
Yes, that is. It definitely was.
A bronze elk is outside taking up four parking spaces.
Yeah, and fucking, oh boy, was it a bad night for comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was bad. Yeah. It was giant, like, it was like, it felt like playing in a cathedral.
Oh, yeah,
and man, anything resembling like a laugh would just get stifled into the, like, you just hear like, huh.
Have those ever been good, those Elk shows?
Dude,
I've never done one good one in my life.
Some are awesome. Horrible.
If they're hammered and they want to have a good time, yes.
Yeah.
If they're hammered and they don't want a show,
right,
they're the worst.
Well, you always know it's going to go bad when they had the open buffet. And then they go, stand up in 5 minutes. You're like, oh, great. Well, they're eating. That's going to be fun.
I did one of those one time. Noise. We walked. It was a firehouse.
Yeah.
And we walked in and they had all these hibachi guys just set up. Like four hibachi guys and their flat top set up and they're cooking for the firefighters. And they were trashed. So drunk. Mm. And then so I forget who was on stage. Somebody, we started the show. It was horrible. They were like, all right, we're going to get started. And like not everybody was in there. They all eventually got in. It was a mess. Everyone's like yelling and talking. And then this guy, like, lifts up his shirt, I guess, to be funny, and has his tits out. And some lady walks over and just starts licking and sucking his tits. Oh. And we're like, what the fuck is going on in this place? But that's usually, like, it's usually something like that at a VFW.
Yeah.
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 Some of them are really fun, and some of them are just nightmares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to ingratiate yourself.
You have to, but at the same time, it's like, it's so fucking miserable knowing the circumstances you're going to go up in between. that it's hard to ingratiate yourself while you're in such a bad mood,
yeah.
as you know you're cutting off the salad time.
Yeah,
it's so hard to do that.
There's nothing worse than being on a flyer and the dinner is bigger than your name.
Yeah.
And it says like spaghetti and meatballs,
yeah.
which would be our comedy duo. if it says like spaghetti and meatball buffet and then your name little and it's yeah. like... Yeah, and the comedy stylings of Zach Amico
yeah.
opening for Rich Voss.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, and Voss, by the way, it's just an example of someone
yeah.
who, and I don't mean that Voss does shitty shows. I mean, Voss will do shows anywhere because he's a yeah. fucking road dog.
Yeah.
Do a fundraiser, and then they have a sick person talk before the show. That's the fucking worst.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
did one with Eli yeah. years ago, and it was for a sick baby, and they brought the baby on stage.
Oh, what the
in between
fuck?
Us.
We did one in Karlstadt, and it was for this family who lost their... Somebody died in a fire in the family, and they were like, well, we're going to have a comedy show to support it. And the feeling in the room, it was like it just happened 3 hours ago. Like, it was obviously a fucking tragedy, and this should
what
not have happened.
Idea.
And then it was, like, not the best people on the yeah. show either, so it was like they were kind of getting screwed.
yeah.
Oh, man, it was hard. It was a hard night. And then the father, like, I guess the father showed up with the kids, and it got even more sad. I could not wait to get the
oh
fuck out of
God.
There.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
One.
Why does yeah. a comedy show, why is that the idea?
Because someone they knew was like, I got to get up and do time, and no one's booking me. Oh,
yeah.
your wife died? Let's have a show. Yeah. I'll do 20 yeah. minutes.
It's 100% one of it.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
If they don't have any friends to play guitar.
That's true, yeah.
All right, let's get out of here on one more thing. Actually, let's get plugs out of the way. Jorge, hit that plug music. Mr. Yerm, what do you want people to check out?
Follow me on Instagram at TheDougYerm. I'll be at the Church of Satire in November. I run a show every Thursday at the Grizzly Pear at 10 o'clock. Come on out to that one. And I post more of my dates up there. And also, what was I just fucking doing? Can't remember the name of the podcast, but I just did one with Ryan Foster.
Oh, cool. And, the dude, end?
Yeah, yeah. Fucking fantastic. So go check
that
out.
Very,
yeah,
very fun.
Very fun.
Very, very
a lot
fun.
Of fun.
Not Foster. Ryan Shaner's the end. Foster some another show.
Yeah. No, then what he does it with this dude, Matt Tubbs.
Yeah, yeah, that's a different show.
God damn it. What the hell
Workforce
is it?
Workforce Titans. Workforce Titans.
That's
Titans.
It. Workforce Titans. Go check that out. That was a fun one.
Mr. Sicoli?
I got you can follow me on Instagram at the Mike Sicoli. I got a half hour special on YouTube called Prom King. And I post all my dates on Instagram, so you can check them out.
Very cool. Follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny. PunchUp.live/ZachAmico. And I'll be on tour the whole last week of October with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. I believe I'm starting out in Riverside, California on the 24th. Going all the way from California to Detroit in a bus.
Attaboy.
With my good friends who are hip-hop wrestling clowns. And a bunch of wrestlers, and it should be really fun. So if you want to hang out on any of the states, message me. And hey, if you love the show, and we know you do, go to GasDigital.com today. Use that promo code ZOO. You save a little off your subscription. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of your favorite Gas shows. You get the live chat, and you get the Friday episode. That's right, we do 3 of these a week. And you don't get that Friday one unless you're subscribed. So check it out, and thank you for enjoying the show. And with this, I thought we would take a look at two ladies today to end the show, and we'll see how we feel about them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from one of my new favorite ways to look at ladies online, a little website called Prison Connect.
Oh, yeah,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Where ladies and gentlemen have the opportunity to post photos and videos and find some friends while they're locked up to hopefully pursue a relationship. When they get out.
Is there any success stories with those? I haven't heard one.
I bet not.
No.
I bet there's a lot of, and then I got murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they stole my watch. Yeah.
So we got two. Shannon?
God damn, little mama.
Oh, I'm in.
So I don't, that's got to be a stripper picture.
Yeah. There's no lockers in prison.
Not bad, though.
Not bad at all.
That's the same girl?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I mean that's a stripper. That's a stripper shoe.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I say phenomenal.
Yeah.
Wish we would know what they were in for. Okay, and let's look at our other one.
The other girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go.
This angel. Oh yes.
Yeah, yeah. With that, the tattoo on her forehead and all.
Oh, does she have one on her forehead? Oh.
Yeah, was that what that was I was looking at? It's funny how they're both strippers.
It's just a bruise.
Yeah. It's a target.
She's not bad.
That is a girl that will fuck your life
up. For sure. She'll burn down your brand new apartment.
Oh, dude, she'll...
Key your car.
That's a girl that'll cut the cord on your refrigerator.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's a girl who will destroy electronics.
Yeah. That's the one who yell outside your apartment at 3, he beat my ass!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's definitely like a wigger chick too, man.
Yeah, that's for a brick. Sure. That's a brick through your windshield.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Now, what do these get posted to that they could hook it up after?
So, Shannon, you want to show them Prison Connect?
I thought that said Seacork.
I'm gonna get on this app.
Yeah,
there's definitely some sugar. Wow. I don't know what the fuck that is all the way.
I think
that's
a guy.
Yeah.
Or maybe a lesbian.
That looks like.
I wasn't expecting them to look so like put together.
That looks
some
like
of
Tekashi
them are pretty
all
right.
Let's find some monstrosities. There's got to be, because all of these are hot.
Who do I want to save?
That one there. Okay.
Let's take a look at Sharon.
So if that is you and you're an older gentleman, feel free to hit me up.
You want
to
sugar
Please
daddy.
Do not add me if you're not going to talk to me. I don't want games, chaos, or drama. Anyway, yeah. I look forward to getting
Until
to
she
know
gets
you,
out.
And I hope y'all hit me up soon. Thanks. Have
it's
a
like
great
Meryl
day.
Streep's just having a rough time.
You're right. That's spot on. It really does look like that.
Oh, all these girls must
look
be
looking at her. What's she looking for up there?
Yeah.
I don't think it's back there.
Which one?
There. The middle? The one in the middle?
The bending over.
That's definitely a Mexican.
Why would you have to say it like that?
The comments are so funny. Like, this guy's like, I think she's going to love
broad.
This
Oh,
gift.
For sure. Oh, that is a hardcore chola.
Really? I think she's Asian.
No, that's one of those Mexicans that look Asian, that look too
Filipino,
native.
A Filipino?
I'll guarantee. Do we have a video of her talking?
No, this is a this is
no the cartel cut her tongue out.
Yeah, that's a Mexican dude.
Can we wait? Can we see the girl right underneath her? That's what I'm talking. Yeah.
See, that scares me. That looks like it might be. It could be a dude.
Yeah.
Surprise! Surprise!
Yeah. It Life's still could
pretty
be a dude.
Great.
She's got lasagna stomach. That fucking vertical
well,
belly.
Call
button.
Me Garfield.
The first
baby.
Thing I noticed.
I hate Mondays. I also don't like the day.
Whoa.
All right.
That dude came out of nowhere.
Yeah, right. That middle one might be a dude.
Excuse
dude.
Me. What y'all looking at?
Oh, what the
that,
fuck
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, we got to see.
Oh, what is that? Yeah, right there. What is that?
I go by Lily. You can go ahead and get a hold of me on GTO. My inmate number is 153-393. I can't wait to hear from you.
What up, girl?
She seems sweet.
Yeah.
That's a fucking fun one.
With her chapped lips from burning them on the crack pipe. Oh, look, that, Justin Bieber.
Ooh, the one in the middle there.
Looks like I think that Tommy might be from, looking for a lady.
Looks like Tommy yeah. from Power.
Hi, my name's Alyssa Nicole Franks. I'm sweet and personable. I have 19 piercings, a few tattoos, and I'm a Christian.
Hi, my oh, good. Nicole. Wait, go back. I want to I want to see the twink.
I was
the,
looking
the
for
twink.
A girl with my same values.
The twink on the left here, yeah.
Hey, what's up? My name is
Ali. Oh, she's missing a tooth.
Entertainment. I want to have some hot and spicy conversations. You know, I'm yeah. going to find some shit that's intriguing. Play the cards I haven't dealt. You can find me on gettingout.com under Alicia Hoddle. IDRC 144-503. Meet me there.
That missing tooth looks like
yeah.
she looks like the Ready to Rumble characters after they lose.
Yeah. That game. That lady fucking eats pussy with a knife
oh,
and fork.
Oh, yeah.
There's a fucking pussy out there with a tooth in it somewhere.
Yeah. Excuse me, waiter? All right, we're going to call it there. Thank you so much for watching. This has been The Morning Zoo. Please support my guest, Doug Yurum. And Mike Cicilli with his new special, Prom King. And we will see you this Friday here on the old Morning Zoo, huh?
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel. Chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.